We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. Quarter number four of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. And you know what that means. It's Ask Greg, your Penn State football and recruiting questions. For Greg Pickle, I'm Dustin Hockensmith. This segment brought to you by TailgateWine.com, where if you're looking for a unique gift idea for the Penn State fan in your life, you got to check out TailgateWine.com, the blue and white wine gift box. They have some wine and barbecue packages with sauces and rubs. You can check all of it out at TailgateWine.com, where great wine meets great barbecue. Submitting a question for Ask Greg using the Keystone Sports app, there's an Ask Greg button that makes it nice and easy to do it. We'll allow you to get a little taste test of TailgateWine.com, what products they have to offer. Because if you ask a question and Greg deems it is the best question, each and every week we're giving away a bottle of Tailgate Wine. So same rules apply here. We got a bunch of questions. The topics are probably pretty predictable given what's been transpiring over the past few weeks. So we will get into them now. I thought this was an interesting one, Greg, because I think this factors in maybe to a certain extent here. David from Lancaster, does Franklin need to rethink his verbal commitment visiting rule? Should he keep it the same, allow Penn State verbals to visit other schools, or go all in on the strategy and not accept visits from players verbal somewhere else? I don't think he's going that all in. I think if other program commits want to take visits to him, he'll accept them. But
well,
he's
that's
been
the
clear.
Problem. See, that's the problem. You can be as clear as you want to be, but how it's very hypocritical when you say you commit to me and us and it's a marriage and, you know, we're not seeing anybody else, we're not talking to anybody else, but if I see somebody out there I want to talk to, I'm going to do that and I'm not going to think twice about it. And that's, I think, some kids, you know, struggle with that. The other thing too is that there's some kids that are, you know, you're not going to tell a five star even if he's committed to you, you can't do that, because he's going to say, okay, I'll just go somewhere else then, you know. But, you know, a guy that maybe is a little less heralded, you might be more strict on. So that's sort of the balancing act these coaches are dealing with. And some kids are going to say, hang on a second, I'm here visiting with this guy committed to such and such a place. Why can't I go visit places? If he can come here, why can't I go where, you know, and see other stuff? And it's a tough act to do. And I'm not going to sit here and say I know the right answer, but I think some kids are starting to realize that.
What he would say is that he tries to, and he said this exactly, he tries to talk kids out of committing, to really relay the serious nature of making a commitment, which, as we've said, nothing is signed. It's not a true commitment in the first place. It's a commitment to commit, I guess, is one way you could put it. And just the same on the other side, offers aren't always offers. The offers don't mean that you can accept it immediately. Offers just, you know, there's some gray area with those. But I'm trying to come up with, so if committing to Penn State is like a marriage, and you're not allowed to visit any place else, basically, like in my marriage, my wife can't go visit any other guys, right? But if other ladies want to come over,
yeah,
come on over.
Exactly.
So that's what we're dealing with.
That's pretty much exactly it. Yeah, and you can see why.
I'll see if I can convince her of that.
Yeah, then. See how that goes. It makes you wonder, you know, again, why it's almost amazing this hasn't come up before, with kids being like, hey, wait a second. If I don't know, there's no good solution to it, because you're not going to stop trying to flip kids. But at the same time,
here's the interesting part. So you're committed to Penn State. You opt to take a visit someplace else. You knew going in, when you gave the commitment, that is not something that Franklin, I don't want to say he doesn't view that favorably. So what ends up happening is you seem to be in this weird middle ground where Penn State is not saying, okay, you visited Michigan, you're out of the class.
Right.
But at the same time, it's almost a blow in the relationship, because it would seem to probably cause some tension in the relationship.
Right.
So you're in this spot where Penn State doesn't drop you, but then you have some mending to do one way or another.
Right.
It's a weird middle
ground. It is a very odd dynamic that I think, you know, we're hearing more and more about. Again, as kids, you know, because the other problem too is that You know, what if a kid says he's on your board with a take and he wants to commit and you say no because you think he's going to visit other places? Well, you just lost pretty much any chance of getting that kid. So that can create, you know, there's a lot of challenges with recruiting in this day and age. Social media definitely plays a large role. And so does just the fact that, you know, sometimes you're going to have, again, I don't know if we'd be talking about this as much if it wasn't three commits in 5 days, but sometimes you're going to have runs like that to change things for better or for worse.
I'm actually a big fan of this question, especially since it's like it's an oasis from the negative questions about Penn State recruiting. Sean from Grantsville, Maryland, if you could add one former Penn State player pre-Franklin era to play this year only on the current team, who would you add and why?
Wow, that's an interesting question.
There's going to be some recency bias here because I'm not going back to the 60s, 70s, even 80s. I'm thinking more just before Franklin's arrival.
Yeah, so it's a player, not a coach, right? Because I would just add Joe Moorhead back if that was that was as simple as that, and keep on moving.
It says specifically a former Penn State player pre-Franklin era. Joe Moorhead is against both of those rules.
Right, so, okay. Well, I don't know. We can sometimes make our own rules. Yeah, I mean,
you seem like you could use a second.
I can just talk in circles, but I mean, you know, Courtney Brown is the first one that always comes to mind for me, just because how many times have we seen, you know, big time defenders, even if your defense as a whole is just okay, if you have one star, imagine him with Etor Gross-Matos and Micah Parsons and some of these other guys. I mean, so that would probably be where I lean.
I would say Allen Robinson.
Okay.
If you think about, like, if you're thinking about needs, like, obviously Courtney Brown is an upgrade on anybody, unless he's a Cleveland Brown. If he's a Penn State player, he's an upgrade over anybody. But the defensive end position is pretty strong. I think bang for the buck. I know wide receivers got a lot of depth, but the wide receiver depth chart could really benefit from having not only a bona fide number one, but a go up and get it. I've got a new quarterback. He has to throw it within 8 feet of me, you know, and you add a guy like that in there. And now suddenly you've got KJ Hamler as your sort of slot type. You've got Justin Shorter as maybe if it doesn't happen for him this year, we're not doomed kind of thing. Like you, everybody else is able to slot in a little bit more appropriately. I wish we could do it. I wish we could do it. Having that deep threat jump ball type wide receiver has been lacking for what?
Agreed.
Since Chris Godwin.
Since Chris Godwin, absolutely. Yeah.
Good question, though. That's the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is Ask Greg, brought to you by tailgatewine.com. We're taking your Penn State football and recruiting questions. Here's another one that gets away from recruiting a little bit. I don't really know the answer, but it's not my job to. Brian from Miami, with the tremendous depth at linebacker, do you think it would be wise to switch Charlie Catcher to safety? I heard he played safety in high school, so maybe he could be a Marcus Allen type. At the end of the day, he put an exclamation point because I think he's taking a little jab at you. If he stays at linebacker, I think he might end up entering the portal due to all the depth at linebacker in the upcoming seasons.
Yeah, perhaps. I mean, I think we sometimes make it too easy for these guys to switch positions. Like, oh, Trace McSorley can just go play safety in the NFL. All Charlie Catcher can just drop back and play safety. It's not that easy. It just isn't. And I think that's important to keep in mind, that just because a guy played a position in high school doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to be able to slide back and do it at the college level. So is it a possibility? Yeah, of course it is. Is it likely? I think if Penn State was going to do that, they would have done it by now. It's not like it's a surprise that they have a lot of depth at linebacker at this point.
You have some pretty clear tracks, so to speak. Penn State is happy to recruit cornerbacks that move to safety. They are happy to recruit big safeties slash linebackers who they think can play some type of middle ground. Defensive ends move inside a defensive tackle, but you don't often see defensive tackles move to defensive end, and you don't often see linebackers move to safety. And I think there's probably pretty good reasons for that. It's easier to make a guy bigger and stronger. It's not as easy to make a guy smaller and quicker.
Yeah, it's correct.
Yeah, so I think Charlie Catcher might be a liability at safety if that were the case, even though he did play it at high school. He's a very high-level type safety in high school. I don't really view him, right or wrong, as a portal threat.
I don't either.
He didn't come in with the same type of fanfare as some of these other guys. He also you know, he can be a very valuable special teamer. I think there's a path forward to a role for him, even if the linebacker thing doesn't work out, which if you listen to like Micah Parsons talk about Charlie Catcher, you wouldn't be as confident saying right. The linebacker thing's not going to work out.
Agreed. Yeah, 100% with you there.
Let's see. We got time for a couple more. Brad from Doylestown. Is something wrong at Penn State with all the decommitments this week that followed all the transfers? Seems like something's up. Is James Franklin's staff making promises they can't or are not keeping? If not, that's why the combination of both things. I understand you talk about older guys getting beaten out, but it seems deeper now that Tommy Stevens decided to leave. This isn't even really, I guess it's a combination of recruiting and on-field stuff. And I think as we went through, the Fleming, the 3D commitments. We didn't really get into the Tommy Stevens thing, which I guess probably paints this air of like what's going on there.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where maybe we're just too close to it and don't think about all these little nuanced things that you can throw in there. I mean, I look at it like this, man. You can tie these things together and that's fine, but I think there's separate explanations for every one of them. Grant Tutant, again, wanted to play somewhere in the Midwest, says that Ohio State has better academic side of things. Fine. Aaron Parks and Josh Moten, teammates. And believe it was a 247 Sports interview where one of them said, you know, they both felt like if one of them was going to open up, the other one felt like he had to open his recruitment up too, and they take this together, all that. So, okay, that's that. Tommy Stevens clearly thought he should have been named the starter out of spring practice, even though he was limited the whole time. Wants to play in the NFL. Thinks he has to play an entire season as a senior to get that shot. Figured it was better at Mississippi State. Like, all these things have explanations. 10 guys in the transfer portal. Most of them were recruited over. And then some of them just wanted a fresh start somewhere else. So, I mean, you can try and draw a line to all these things and say that, you know, it's something wrong at Penn State. What's going on? What is James Franklin doing? And don't get me wrong. I think honestly that, you know, Fleming going to Ohio State has more to do with Penn State's current problems than any underlying secret, thing that people want this to be, or some culture problem or something else. I just think these guys, for their own reasons and in individual separate reasons in all these cases, wanted to go play somewhere else.
Yeah, and I guess you can't really blame them for that. So let's pick out a winner. We won't dive into
guy from Lancaster.
Rethinking the verbal commitment thing. Some good questions. I was partial to another one, but that's David from Lancaster asking about, does James Franklin need to change the verbal commitment visiting rule? You could say it's old-fashioned. You could say it's not realistic, but it's Penn State's policy to take a verbal commitment and very much frown upon those kids visiting anywhere else and opening up their minds to other schools. So there you go. David from Lancaster is getting a bottle of tailgatewine.com wine. And everybody else, thanks for submitting your questions. Keep firing them off on the Keystone Sports app. Keep tuning in. KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and Keystone Sports Network on Spotify.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.